Pronto.
Satan! Control advocates!
Temíssimos a pomana mis da jiva.
Party.
Advocates, say.
Temíssimos a pomana mis.
It's a matter of wanting to give some.
Party.
It's a matter of wanting to give something.
Moramo Shakespeare temeljito obdelati.
Thank you.
For starters,
Oklobuke in Disney. Cikaj drugega. Drugega.
Logs.
Zato da pleze.
We just on Kidori. Kidori.
Oh, the only way I could continue.
On Kidori.
Big logs for
then you won't see gunfight video.
Tempt of court.
Is it all right if I...
Drugega.
Sorry.
37 makaron.
Uzeli.
30 makaron.
Uzeli bom.
10 makaron.
Uzeli bom oklop.
All the way down on the guy when you deep throat. All the way down on the guy when you deep throat.
At an improbability.
All the way down on the guy.
This was.
From Steve, you go all the way down on the guy when you deep throat. But you do anything differently other than going all the way down on his penis.
Do I do anything differently?
Yeah. I'm not sure what it means either, so that makes the two or three of us, I suppose. From Lynn, hello, Bob. I love your show. I have learned so much. Thank you. Heather, I would like to know, is it possible for you to swallow my man's cum while deep-throating without choking?
Well, I don't know about hers, but yes, I can do Jim's like that. Yes, I do. I can deep-throat him while he comes.
Even while you're deep-throating?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, that's a favorite on the
yeah,
site.
Yeah, yeah.
We just put a video of that up last night, and this morning we had a lot of emails saying, "Oh my gosh, that's our favorite." People really get off on that.
From Barbara, deep throating must not be the same for everyone. My husband has a small penis. Deep throating is easy. A man with a huge penis would be a different story, wouldn't it? You've got a rather large member, don't you, Jim?
Well, that's what I hear. I'm not bragging.
It's 9 inches.
Nine inches, goodness
yeah.
gracious.
And it's, I guess, yeah, it makes total sense that if he had a little one, deep throating wouldn't be such a big deal. But I guess that's why ours is so good, because I can go all the way down on him, and he does have a very large peepee. So.
A large peepee. How adorable. A large
she's so
peepee.
Sweet.
She's very sweet. From John, do you swallow?
Yes. Yes, we do. That's another one of
but
our...
We babies. Don't.
We don't.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's another one. Part of the big, you know, big thing is that, yes, I do that.
Now, have you always been... How long have you been bisexual, Heather?
I I guess right after I met Jim, it was, you know, just something we were kind of, you know, interested in trying out.
You were kind of interested. You asked me.
Actually, yes, I did. I came to him and said, yes, I was interested in this. Would he mind? So.
And what was his reaction? Gee, honey, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Okay.
I was like, well, okay. Let me think. I want to. You want me to watch you have sex with other girls, and you want me to join in? Oh, man. All right. Since I love you so much, I will do it.
Now, when you first started out as an intimate couple, was it an open relationship, or was it fairly monogamous, or was it, was it monogamous, was it traditional? I mean, you know, how did you start out?
Yeah, just like, it was very normal, very, just us, you know, and we just kind of grew from there. It was very traditional.
Yeah, I met her when she was 19 years old, and we started dating. We didn't break up or anything the whole time, and we got married a couple years later. Totally normal life up until the site. Not like it's abnormal now, but there's nothing strange thinking, you know, whoa, this is a precursor to having an adult site or anything like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. From RJ, how many blowjobs will I get to watch each day on your site? And by the way, do you charge? You, of course,
can make up. Yeah, the site's $19.95 a month. It's cheaper if you join longer. And we have a... over 100 video clips right now, thousands of pictures. We update it every day, Monday through Friday, with new material. That's a lot of stuff. We have live webcam shows twice a day as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, 5 days a week. Yeah, we starring, do for that.
Only starring the lovely Heather, or do you have other women too?
Usually, yes. It's just me. and Jim, occasionally. He'll show up on there.
Well,
we haven't had any other women in there live with us on the webcam, but also, again, we have... A couple of Heather's girlfriends have given us their okays to post their material on the internet. So we have some other girls showing off on the site too with us.
Yeah.
In our little adventures.
This is from Paul. We kind of answered this before, but in case people have tuned in late, do you make money doing this, or do you have other jobs? Well, Heather's quit her job and she's doing this exclusively, and Jim is still hanging out at the old electronic forklift factory.
Yeah.
So there. But who knows? Maybe we can get Jim off that and get him into blowjobs full time.
Hey, I'm willing.
Yeah, right. From Steve, what I meant is, does she do anything different with her mouth and throat when she deep throats when she gives just a couple of regular blowjobs? I saw this porn video of a woman deep throating and these weird sounds came out of her throat. Way different than a regular blowjob. So what I want to know is, how is deep throat different for the giver? Aside from doing going all the way down,
that's still kind of. I can lick his balls while I do it.
Yeah. Oh my God, my dear woman, you have a hell of a tongue, man.
He's well, wait a minute, hold on a second. Once I'm all the way down there.
Hold on a second. You can take 9 inches of his hard penis in your mouth.
Yes.
And your tongue can still lick his balls.
Yes. He really likes that. That's a good one.
This is,
you're killing me.
I've got to see this myself. Oh my, this is on your site?
Yeah, you have a password to it. You can see it right now.
Yeah.
Jamie, fire that picture up there. from Arnie, do you have any kids? Do you hope they follow in your footsteps?
Oh, that's not very nice.
Yeah,
no, I don't think that was meant in a nasty way.
Yeah, we do have two children.
Yeah.
We have two children, and that's a... probably the most complicated issue that we're dealing with right now.
How old are your kids?
Yeah. You know, of course, nobody wants to reflect badly upon their children. And, well, we're just hoping that our love will shine through.
How old are your children?
Very young, 2 and 3. So,
okay.
You know.
But if this continues and they get to school and somehow or another they find out that mom and dad have got this, you know, they're not... You know, their friends have seen your site and they're giving them crap about it. How's that going to make you feel?
Terrible,
we'll
of course.
Yeah. But we'll just explain to them, you know, mommy and daddy love each other very much. And, you know, adults, you know, like to, you know, watch other adults do this.
And it's going
to
be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be very
out of that issue at all.
Right.
That's, like I said, that's the most complicated issue that we're dealing with right now. And
why were you insulted by the question, Jim?
Because it is it's a touchy issue. You know, our kids are the most important thing to us.
I understand that, but why were you insulted? But it's a legitimate question.
Of course.
I mean, if you have kids, you have to think of the ramifications.
I guess I just took it the wrong way, maybe. Or maybe I didn't take it the wrong way. Maybe that was the right way.
But
I don't think that my parents or Heather's parents would wanted us or her to have pornography being their lifelong dream. Of course, it wasn't ours. But the situation as it is, this is the way it's turned out. But
well, because you wanted
it. We're not going to push our children into
porn. Yeah, we're not going to push them into pornography.
Yeah,
but if it ever,
hey, yeah, do this. But you know,
if the worst they do is show other people, you know, them having sex with the person that they love more than anything in the world, I think we'd be pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We're talking to Heather and Jim. Their site is ideepthroat.com. There's a link from our site to their site, so do check it out. And we'll be back with Heather and Jim and you and your emails in just a moment or two. Stay with us.
Arthur Dent, Jeffrey McGill. Arthur Dent, Jeffrey McGivern. Jeffrey McGivern, Ford Prefect.
For this shoddy care.
Most of the time.
And we didn't know it. And we didn't know it.
Now, you have.
Time.
You, of course, can make
space.
Up.
Space.
Make up your all the way down on the guy when you deep throat. You go all the way down on the guy when you deep throat.
Knowledge.
Down on the guy when you deep.
Well,
like this will appear automatically.
Thank you.
tkaju, zila, majhno, majhno. Pravčica. Pravčica. Da.
Now, you have your name
by the person in the following two by the person in the following.
To learn, it's a convention. Why didn't they go away and get on with writing?
Ship. Some fellow session.
Masks like this will appear automatic.
If you must.
Except hiding behind tinted glass. Hiding behind tinted. Hiding behind tinted.
When instead being my idea is that the actual when beings
behind tinted glass
their co-workers
being behind tinted glass
supply fail.
Why didn't they go away? Why didn't they go away and get on with it?
A copy of.
Thinking fears about this. If you multiply.
Position. Instead. My
Malaquita.
What is it? You two swingers?
Thank you.
in that sequence, it's like oral, then you're doing all these, followed by doggy style, then you come on her face. Done. I've seen that more times than I can count.
It's almost like they've got a formula, like, okay, this... Well,
they do have a formula. Like, every... They must. It's just...
I have to believe that everything in the universe has been marketed and tested with, you know, focus groups.
Yeah.
Including porn.
They're they like, must this is what have... unimaginative male vanilla men want to see.
Right. Like, okay.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, there is such... There's so much amazing porn to be made that just isn't being made. Like, specifically fetish porn. Because there's a lot of, quote, fetish porn that says it's fetish, but it's just a girl doing exactly the same shit who happens to be in a latex catsuit. It's nothing at all about the fetish. If they really understood the fetish, they would show, like, the little details, like, lubing it up, or, like, the way that a heel looks, or, like, the right lighting, or... Like, the power dynamics, it's just not there. That's why I like X-Tube, because, you know, obviously there's horrible, disgusting things on there, and not in the way that I want to see them, horrible, disgusting, but I mean, there's people doing shit that they're totally into, and that's the way they do, and they could care less, and they're not trying to prove it to anybody, and they're just exhibitionists, and I like that, because I like seeing this is what they do in their spare time.
Yeah.
I'm like a fly on the wall there. So, I've found some ridiculous rubber things, for example, on X-Tube.
Like what?
Like, there was this guy who, he looked to be in a single-celled room with no doors, and he was covered in latex. Like, he seemed to have layered maybe five different layers, you know? He had, like, two cat suits, a corset over it, the full mask, the hood. And then he had, like, a blow-up doll that was also in latex, and he was fucking the blow-up doll, and he had a gas mask. So he was like all this stuff, and
right,
I'm just thinking,
right, because otherwise it would be silly.
Oh yeah, you really need that gas mask, you know, to help with the air filtration and whatnot.
Sure.
But so he was just covered in latex, like fucking this blow-up doll, very earnestly, and he must have been real sweaty in there, and. I don't know. I can't explain why, but it was clear that he wasn't doing this for anybody but himself and possibly the doll, who seemed to be enjoying herself a lot. But I just really like seeing that. It's odd and strange, but I like the fact that I feel like I'm a fly on the wall.
I saw the exact same video, and you know what I said? Dad, no!
Be easy on the blow-up doll. She's not used to this.
This episode of The Masochist is brought to you by Eden Fantasies. Enter EFCAST, that's EFCAST, upon checkout, and save 20% on your order.
So did we cover all the uncomfortable stuff, by the way?
I mean, I guess the only thing that we haven't really covered is just, you know, generally power exchange, because that's like another huge area, but...
So what is it? I mean, what are the aspects of power exchange you enjoy? And is power exchange, by the way, is it the same thing that you still have this umbrella of...
This
being
is,
turned on about it after the fact, or
this more incorporates me because it's more real life.
Yeah.
Like teacher student is a great example of something that can happen in real life and is super hot even when I'm involved.
Yeah.
I tried to make that happen. It didn't.
What do you mean you tried to make it happen?
I tried to make it happen twice. I've hit on two professors. The first one was an undergrad, and it was a woman. And she was really cool. She had a lot of tattoos. She taught a class on vampires, actually. This is liberal arts for you. That's why liberal arts kicks ass. I got the highest GPA I've ever gotten because I took two classes on vampires that semester. But she's just a really cool chick. And we got my tongue pierced, actually, one night. And I was thinking, you know, she's got to be at least open to the possibility of one of her students hitting on her. So it turned out that she got another job somewhere else. And at the end of the year, I was graduating. She was leaving. And we had a going away party for her. And you know how at going away parties, there will be that little memo book where you can write your goodbye thoughts to the person. So I chose to write that... if she ever wanted to have a threesome, because her boyfriend looked like Wolverine, that side note, if you ever want to have a threesome and you're in Connecticut, call me up. I gave her my cell phone number. And then I saw her like a couple months ago at Mardi Gras. I went down for a school thing and we got lunch and she was like, "You totally hit on me" in my goodbye book thing. And I was like, "Yeah. Sorry."
And
she was
you
just
say?
She was just straight. She was flattered. She was just straight.
Well, because I was going to say, it's possible because there are, I know some women who are bi, but they don't incorporate their boyfriends or husbands into it.
Yeah.
So maybe if you would have just said, if you want a little...
You and me, baby. I did screw my bartending instructor. We waited until the rest of the class left, and we shut off all the lights and got up on top of the faux practice bar, and it was on. The bottles were placed in orifices.
Did it... The vermouth smells like vagina.
I'm like dying at that. Yes, yes. I went there and I hooked up with him at the end of our 2-week session. Because it was sort of this thing we'd been planning. He was really charming and attractive. And my friend and I were like, well, let's ask him out for a drink after. It would be symbolic, bartending and all. So we went out for a drink, and things kind of got heated up, and I ended up just straight out saying, I know you have a girlfriend, but can I kiss you? He was like, I can't believe you asked that, because he showed me his phone. He's like, I was just texting the other instructor about, like, how incredibly hot you are and how attracted to you I've been this whole time. I was like, let's go. Again, Catholic schoolgirl uniform came out, so. But the school had this policy where you could always go back to renew your lessons if you felt the need. And I felt the need badly about 2 weeks later. So I drove all the way back up there, dropped into this class that I wasn't a part of, wearing, again, a Catholic schoolgirl uniform. And he's instructing, and we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We know as soon as it's over, it's on. And he's teaching the class how to make screaming orgasms and blowjobs and everything. And
class dismissed.
Exactly. Then we fucked in the bar. But then we had a whole weekend of, like, really intense DS stuff because it was a real power exchange. I mean, even though he was just a bartending instructor, he was my instructor and he was significantly older. I was 21 and he was, like, 34 or something. So that was one of the hottest experiences I ever had.
Big corporations are dominating.
And so free and software wasn't quite the same thing as cannibalizing. Wanted your
hold
work to be of
what
benefit.
Hold the sales.
What do you mean?
Work to be of benefit to others.
Hold the sale.
What do you mean?
Outside.
Wasn't quite the same thing as cannibalizing.
Place it.
I wanted your work to be.
This is important.
Quite the same thing as cannibalizing.
Are dominating the world.
Italian Scompak.